Okay, it's good to be back with the daf. I was away, and now Baruch Hashem back in Eretz Yisrael, able to hopefully continue now the daf. So we are continuing five lines from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, words of Tanur Rabbanan. So we learn in a Braisa that an Avel Shloshim Mishonim, that an Avel who is during the first 3 days that we discussed before, the first 3 days are more chomer than the last four. So if he also has, obviously he's one of the Zion Krovim. And also, the Mishonim point out the Kimtov here that he's unaware that they died, and he came to the Shiva. So now he came to the Shiva, and he arrived, if you came during the first 3 days of the Shiva, if he came from a nearby place, then he can count with them towards the Shiva. He doesn't have to do a full 7 days. He can follow their, Shiva, even though he didn't actually arrive until the 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is, later. If he came from a far place, more than a travels one travel day, then he counts Shiva on his own. If he came after the first 3 days, even if he came from somewhere that's close, he also does not count with the other family members, and he has to finish afterwards. So basically, you need two conditions. It has to be the first 3 days, and it has to be with the Makom Karov. So that says the end of the Mishnah now. Rabbi Shimon says even if he came at the very last moment of the seventh day of Shiva, which is from a nearby place, he counts Shiva with them, and that would be good. According to Rabbi Shimon, as long as you have any part of the day with them, that is going to be sufficient, and that would be okay according to the that's going to be okay. That's what we know, that the Rahman Son and the Shiva, right, the seventh day, all they do is daven shachris, they sit for a few moments, and that's it. Then they get up. So at that point, isn't that already like it's finished? So Tosa's answer, so that's the same answer we're going to see in the Hemshech, that there were still people sitting, even right, makes them kakulo. They could have gotten up, but they didn't get up yet. There were still the people comforting them were coming, and that's why it is still going to be something which is still considered as if they had continued. And Tosa gave another answer, which also has a very big nafkaminas, that Tosa says that maybe we're talking about the night before. When it refers to the seventh, and we don't say Mixas Yom Kekula by the Laila before, and that's a very important halacha that we do apply to Avelis as well. We don't say Mixas Yom Kekula by Avelis by night before. That actually becomes, this Tosos actually becomes a very interesting halacha lemaisa with regards to Lag BaOmer by nighttime, because we don't say Mixas Yom Kekula. If we say that you need 33 days of mourning, based on this Tosos, we see that there's a concept that we don't say Mixas Yom Kekula by nighttime. So what's the heter? Really, by nighttime already the festivities begin. Okay, that's a whole shaila that I think Rav Moshe already discussed it. There are many posts can discuss the heterim for it, but there are obviously those are makbid, but there are heterim for that. But that's just a side point that Tosos point out that there is no Mixas Yom Kekula by Laila. Says the Gemara now. So it really starts the next morning. So it says the Gemara now, Amar Mar, Shloshi Yom Mishonim Bam Malkum Karav Mayne Mayne, that we said that if you arrive the first 3 days from a nearby place and you count the Shiva with them. Amar Rabbi Chia Barabam Rabbi Yochanan, Vehu, Sheyesh Gadol Bias Bebias. That's only if there is a Gadol Bias. So Shiloh, what exactly is Gadol Bias? Literally means the person who's in charge of the home. So who's that? So some just assume it's the eldest sibling, others assume no, it's the eldest brother. So, whoever it is, someone defined it as the Gadol Bias of people who just, they're lying. It doesn't necessarily be the oldest person. It could be sometimes like a middle child to take over and everybody trusts their opinion. There always is someone in the house who, you know, generally with siblings, that somebody who like takes over, he's the one who usually makes the decisions, or she. So that when that Gadol Bias is still there, then it is going to be considered as if you are allowed to count with them. However, if the person is Gadol Bias is not there, then you must count Shiva on your own regardless of when you arrived. So now, so the Gemara says that once we've entertained that that's a possibility, so Ibailu, so we have a question. Turning on to the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph now. Halach Gadol Bayis Levisak Varos. So if the Gadol Bayis went to the cemetery to bury the dead body, so the other mourners began Shiva immediately, as we're going to learn from the Gemara, that Shiva will begin immediately from the time of burial if you don't plan on being there. So says the Gemara, Mo, what's halacha? When he comes back to the Shiva, where the rest of them are, should he follow them, or should he count the 7 days of Shiva on his own because he's a Gadol Bayis? So over here, we've seen that only a person who is a minor brother or whatever, obviously minor and obviously Kaddish, obviously no one's minor or major, but I'm saying the Gadol Bayis is the main person in the house, so the other brothers would be considered to be going nigrar after the main person. Here we see vice versa. So why would we have a Havamina that they should be nigrar after him? Because Rashi, in the Ksav Yad, Rashi points out, because At the end of the day, he was dealing with the burial of the dead person. So therefore, it was not just some other reason that he wasn't there. And therefore, there's a havmin here, we're going to understand it very seriously, that we'd be able to consider as if he is part of the other avelim, because the only reason he wasn't there was because of the fact that he was dealing with the actual burial itself. So that's why the Gemara entertains this possibility. So Zok the Gemara now, Tashma. So we can bring an answer for Davar B'chia Bar Abba Mar B'yechanan. Afil Allah Kadal Bayas L'Bis HaKvaros Monei Man, that even if the main person, the main member of the household, he went to the cemetery, he counts Shiva with the others. So we see that he was able to count with the other brothers or other siblings. Monei Man, the Gemara says, really counts with them. Batane Monei La'atzmo. We have a brace such as contrary that says that he counts on his own, that he does not count with them. So Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Hadu Asa B'goy Tlasa. The ruling of Yochanan that even the Gadol Bayis can count Shiva with the other Avilim, that's only with regards to if he came the first 3 days of Shiva. Aber Hadal Asa B'goy Tlasa, if he does not manage to make it the first 3 days of Shiva, then he would not be able to join them and count continue counting the days of Shiva, and he would not be able to use their count. So now the Gemara says, Vaitam. Ki ha de Amar Lehu, Rav, I got this a big shadow when they go to Eretz Yisrael. So then you have oftentimes that some of the Avelim are not able to make it, so they start Shiva Miyad. So if the other ones are coming back in the middle of Shiva within the Tosh Shalosh Yomim, that is a Shiloh over here based on the Gemara, how they should follow then with Gadol Bayis, all these things. These are all Halacha Meshe Shiloh, very, very important. Kiyad Amar Lehu, again, we hope all of this, the Bracha should be Halacha V'lo L'mayis, so we hope that, right, the Hashem is going to wipe out the death, and Mirza Shem L'Tchias Amesim, and it shouldn't be applicable, but at the end of the day, it's important to learn this. Kiyad Amar Rav Livnei Al Tziponi, Rav said to Bnei Tziponi, that was the name of where they lived, the name of family, whatever they were. If these mourners come within the first 3 days, and they should count with you. But if they don't come the first 3 days, they should not count. Oh, this is a raya for what we just said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Similar halacha with regards to the mourning, the differences. You don't follow the coffin to the place of the burial. Even back then, they used to have what they do now. We just pointed out that they would go from Babel and bury people in Eretz Yisrael, like we do now. Now it's made a lot easier with airplanes. But you're not following it. So then, so when you turn your face away from the entrance to the city, that's how Rashi says it, to the city, so then you should begin counting the Shiva. However, that's obviously a chiddush, because the Gemara is saying that normally we know, based on the Gemara in Ksubis and many places, Sanhedrin, that Stimas HaGoyla is a big machlokas Rashi Tosas throughout Shas. What is Stimas HaGoyla? Just Rashi just says it as the top of the what's it called, the casket. So that would be Rashi. She did the Tosos. I think it's the Aron itself. I don't remember that. That's how Rashi always says it. And Tosos disagrees with Raya. So it's not because you can use an animal. Anyway, so that's that. Normally, when you start it over here, though, so when at the end of the day over here, since they're not accompanying the body, so they the body of the dead body. So then they're going to begin Shiva right away as soon as they take leave of the mace. As soon as they leave, then it's going to start the Shiva. So that would be. That's a very important point. That's as Al Chalamayis as well. When they have people who are not able to attend the actual burial in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of times that will be something that happens. Shimon says that even if he comes on the seventh and last day from the Shiva, as long as he came from a nearby place, he counts the Shiva with them, because at the end of the day, according to Rabbi Shimon, that if he had any part of it, that would be enough. So says the Gemara, now that's only Rabbi Chiyah, Bar Gamda, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Shelah, Rabbi Ebi. V'hu sheba'u matzah menachem etzel. This leniency for the person is only going to apply if he found people who are still menachem him. That's what you told us barring this answer, that Mitzvah Yom Kippur is also going to be that case, that the seventh day, that the mourner already, you have some of the people who are comforting the mourner are still there, and they didn't get up. So that's a shal shalana, but we're asked by Ravanan, Ninar, Amun Vlamduma, what happens if they were about to begin to rise, to leave, the people who are menachem them? And now there's no more Avelim, and they were about to get up, but they didn't actually get up yet. Velo'amdu, so they didn't end up actually standing up. Ma, what's going to be the halacha? So the Gemara leaves it as a teku that we don't know, and we know, we learned before, that the halacha is that Safik and Avelus is Lekula. Our Tractate was often fond of quoting, why is that? If we hold that Avelus and Rishon is the Raisa, to even apply the Safik Avelus Lekula, do we apply that halacha, that halacha Kedir and Mikel Bavel applies even on Yom Rishon? The answer is yes. So how could that be? So Rosh Hashanah likes to quote because we say la'aviv lima la'achoso, right? That's what the pasuk says. So by a kohen, he's able to be metame for the Zion Krivim. So why does it say that? So the Gemara's drasha think by Achos or Achiv that Achiv Vadai or Achoso Vadai or Achiv Safik or Achiv or Achoso Safik, whatever it is, the Gemara is a drasha that only for his for sure relative and not for Safik relatives. To which Rav Shechter is thinking understands that that's the whole idea of Halacha Kedevri Amekel Bavel based on that pasuk that we see. There's already a precedent in the Torah that only when something is Vadai that you need to keep that Avelos, as opposed to when it's a Safik, you do not have to keep an Avelos. And by definition, anything that's a Machlokas Tanayim Amoraim, and we're not sure to paskin, that's a zafik. So that'd be already in the drasha midaraisa, that ingrained in the halachas of Avelos is that halacha kedivrei Amekel Bavel. Very fascinating understanding from Rav Shechter. So now the Gemara continues. Gemira chavi de Rabbi Abba bar chavi Rabbi Abba. The friend of Rabbi Abba Achia, he had a Masorah from Rabbi Abba. Manar Rabbi Zera, who was his friend, as Rabbi Zera. Vamrulei chavi de Rabbi Zera from Rabbi Zera. Some say it was a friend of Rabbi Zera, had a Masorah from Rabbi Zera himself. Manar Abba bar Rabbi Achia bar Abba. And this, who was his friend? It was Rabbi Abba bar Achia bar Abba. So the Gemara says, what was this? Rabbi Yochanan, the Lacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Trefas, Lacha is going to be Rabbi Shimon, but Trefas we're going to see in a moment. And the Lacha Rabbi Shimon Ba'avel. The Lacha is like Rabbi Shimon Ba'avel, because again, he's more Mekel. Rabbi Shimon Ba'avel, Had Amran. That, like we just said before, that the person who is nearby and he comes at any point on the seventh day, you're even allowed to count that makes him kikulo, and he only has to, even if it's for a few hours, he only has count shiva for that one day. And that's considered his whole 7 days. What's the lacha of betrefos? This not, we learn in a Mishnah, and a Tosefta. Here it's actually a shayla, should we take out the standard? Maybe the sanya, it's not a Mishnah. Benema ayam shenikva velecha sosman kshira. If you have an animal's intestines that were punctured, and there's some mucus coming out of them, so then it's considered a kosher animal. So the Gemara asked my Lecha, what is this mucus? So Amar Bukana, Shirka Demea, Denafik Agav Doicha. It's a type of, if the intestines are liquidy and it comes through the pressure, that's considered this point. This is very thick, and that's something which is not a trefa. Again, very complicated, the lachas of trefa, there's a lot of pictures to help you out. We get to Maseches Chulin, but Ezra Shemis Baruch, we'll get into more details about this halacha. So now the Gemara says, Amar Mandu. So whoever it was, we don't know what this mandu literally means, whoever it was, but here it just means in context, someone said that so wow, he said, I would go and listen for them to hear these halachas. So from Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba or Rabbi Zeira, whoever the version was, so the name of Yochanan, he was very happy to hear this halacha, and he wanted to hear the person who said this halacha. Kisalek. So when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Askele Rabbi Abba Berei de Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Sisor Rabbi Abba Berei de Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Lei, Amar Mar, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Betrefos. Did you really say the name of Yochanan, Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in this case of Trefos? I'm so excited to hear this halacha from you. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, he responded, no, Anan Ein Halacha Amri. I said, actually, Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Halachas of Trefos. Rabbi Shimon Be'avel Mai. So then he asked, Rabbi, did you hold like Rav Shimon Ba'avel, the halacha that we just mentioned, is that at least right? Or this one for two? Or are we 0 for two on the two statements that we mentioned? Again, we mentioned two different halachas. One was that a treifa's halacha is like the mekel pinner of Shimon Gamliel, so that he said, I don't pass like him there. And the other one was the mekel shinner of Rav Shimon with regards to the seventh day that you can apply, that you can sit only for that one day if it's in a situation where the avelim already had started sitting the entire time and you didn't miss them. Amar Lei Pluktaninus. He says, no, it's a Malkus. Itmar Rav Chista Amar Alacha. V'chein Amar Yilchon Alacha. If Alacha was Rav Shimon, Rav Nachman Amar Ein Alacha. Rav Nachman says Alacha. It does not follow Rav Shimon in this Alacha. So the Gemara says, V'ein Alacha Rav Shimon Magamliel Betrefus. And the Alacha is not like Rav Shimon Magamliel Betrefus. So therefore, V'alacha Rav Shimon Ba'avel. And the Alacha does follow Rav Shimon Ba'avel. Amar Shmuel Alacha Kardiri Amekel Ba'avel. Just pointed out, Alacha follows the lenient opinion with regards to Avela. So here also, we're going to follow the Mekel opinion with regards to the Alacha on the seventh day. And that's how we pass him. Very good. So now the Braisa is going to discuss distinctions between burying a parent and burying a other relative. Al kol ha'meisim kulan. The Braisa says that when it goes to all other relatives other than the father and mother, ma'adcha mitosoy areza meshubach. If someone, you're quick to bring the body to the burial site, that is meshubach because you bury them quickly because at the end of the day, it's preferable not to eulogize them so much, preferable to bury them quicker, that's more of the kavod for them, and taking and carefully, and therefore, it also shows that you're accepting upon yourself the decree from Shemayim, and you're doing it quickly, that's also why it's Meshubach. And in general, Pikabalah, there's a very big union to get, to have, not delay even one moment. That's why Eretz Yisrael, they're extremely makbid about this. They'll do burials in the middle of the night. Doesn't matter when, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, they'll get the burial done at night. In Hasidic circles in America as well, they'll do burials in the middle of the night. However, Minag Olam, by the communities that we're familiar with, a lot of people will delay a burial for a lot of different reasons. But that's it's a big shayla in general. Again, more nister inclined, then people will be extremely makbid about it. Al aviv al imo areza meguna. for one's father or mother, if you do it very quickly, it's meguna, it's not a nice thing, because it's proper to eulogize them properly, and to have a proper funeral, and to speak about them, and eulogize them, and submit to eulogize them, so therefore, it's not the nicest thing. However, if it was Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shubach, to make it quick, that would make sense, because Erev Shabbos is very belachatz, and to make sure that it gets a proper funeral, that's also going to be the case, and the post can also bring down, if I say it was raining, or other things, that's also, some have that in the Girsa, actually, that also is Meshubach as well. Because that itself, that is the kavod of the father and mother, and that's also that's something that's not to be delayed till after Shabbos Yom Tov. That would be worse. So then we want to get rid. We want to do it quickly. So I'll call a mason kula and ratzav b'mayit be'iska. If one wishes to not to do a lot of business, that's okay. So ratzav, you know, if you don't want to, so then you don't have to turning out the next time b'mayit. You don't have to restrict your business. This lechora, what is this talking about? We just learned before that it's usher to do this. It's also just only for parents, but for other design kravim, it is mutter to engage in business. So Rashi, he's of the opinion that we're talking about davar avid, that's mutter for in shiva, unless it's for father and mother. Even for father and mother, for davar avid, we mentioned this earlier actually, that davar avid for father and mother, according to the Gemara, the Pashas of the Gemara was talking about that over there, that it's usher for a parent. So that's going to be Rashi Sita. So that's one opinion. Other Rishonim explain that only physical work that's going to be usher during Shiva, actual doing with like business dealings, that's actually permitted. The actual like tircha, like real heavy work, like dragging things, carrying things, that's really what's usher. But actual business dealings wouldn't necessarily be usher. Other Rishonim want to explain that Rabbi is referring to after the Shiva. That's what it's talking about. Kol HaMeisim, that's what it refers to. You should limit your business dealings. Kol HaMeisim kulam ratzah cheles ratzah eino cheles. You cholitz. You literally are removing your shoulder, meaning that after you tear the garments, you slide your hand through the portion of your garment, and you actually expose and open up your shoulder. Then you open up your arm. Now that is the halacha over here, because this is something that's able to show the avilus. So the Gemara says, however, for one's father and mother, you have a chiyav to do this. That's all shayla. That's one of the things that's not so practiced nowadays. The Ri already discussed this in Toisus. He says that because it's one of the things similar to some other halachas that we didn't see, like covering the face, that we're afraid that goyim will make fun of us. So that's also another halacha we don't necessarily aren't so makrid about. I don't know. Maybe people do this. I haven't seen what I noticed. I don't really know, pay attention so much to this, but I don't really see people doing it so much. But I wouldn't be surprised if there are. There's dinah in the Gemara, so there, I'm sure maybe some do it. Ma'aseh begadol ador echad. It was once a gadol ador. Shemes avivikish lechatz. We're going to discuss who that was in a moment. His father died, and he wanted to expose his shoulder as a state of, like that you should in the state of mourning. Ubikish gadol ador achar shima lachla. So then he realized that the one who was next to him, who was also a gadol ador, was going to see that his friend is doing this, expose his shoulder, and it wouldn't be proper of nimnevelo chalatz, and it's inappropriate for that gadol ador to do it. It wasn't his parent, and therefore he didn't want to. He didn't end up exposing his shoulders, because that would then his other friend, who was the gadol ador as well, would have done it as well out of cover to the first person. So now the Gemara says, who were these people? Amar Abaye, the gadol ador was actually Rebbe. Rebbe was the gadol ador. He lost his father, and he wanted to expose his shoulder. And who was the gadol ador? Shimo Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha. Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha was the other gadol ador. He also was the great one of the generation. He was the other gadol ador. He was the one who was with him. So therefore, and Rebbe, in this version, Rebbe didn't do it because he didn't want Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha to have to do it as well. Vikadar me gadol ador, Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha. Let's say that the gadol ador was Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha. And who was the gadol ador? It was Imo. That's Rebbe. Rebbe, who intended to bear the shoulder, that's a kapara, that was Rebbe. Bishlam alamand amar gadol ador shimo Rebbe. So then, the Gemara says now, if you say that the gadol ador was Rebbe, so then, Haina de Nimna velo chalatz, that was the first one, that was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, he was the one who didn't do it, he refrained from doing it, because you know what, Rebbe, that was demeaning to Rebbe to expose his shoulder and do this process of the avelos, because it wasn't his parent. Elamand amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, but if you say Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was the second Talmud Chacham in the second version that we have, so then that's very problematic. Amai Nimna velo chalatz, then why would Rebbe not open expose his shoulder? Who was Rebbe's father? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Nasi Hava. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was Rebbe's father, and he was a Nasi. And we know, we're going to see in a moment, that Chuli Alma Mechayv LeMichatz for a Nasi. So we're going to see at the end of the Amud that for a Nasi, everybody is required, not just a nice thing, it's required for everybody to expose their shoulders. So then why would Rabbi Yehuda Nasi not do this to not make Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha do this when Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, but in fact, well, he would have been obligated like the rest of Klal Yisrael to expose his shoulder and do this process of Avelos. So the Gemara says, and Hanami, that's a kasha, that's actually difficult according to the Shita, so it must have been, I believe the kasha is different than Tiyufta, the Tiyufta Mamash rejected, but still, the more pasha explanation is Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was who was following the mace, and he wanted to do this process when he was with Rebbe, and he decided not to because of the covet of Rebbe. So the Gemara now continues, Akola Mason Kulan Mistaper L'Acher Shloshim Yom. One is after, if it wasn't one of the Zion Kroman, not the father or mother, you're allowed to get a haircut after 30 days. Alav Yivimo, Achi Garabu Chavirav, until one is not allowed to cut his hair, until his friends tell him that his hair is so ugly, so long, that is going to be mutter. So really, that also is, that point is also understood as the Shloshim as well. So that's the, for at least for shaving, that's going to be for a haircut, it might be longer. For a haircut, it's not so pasha that it's necessarily going to be, the Surah Mud discusses this. It's not so pasha for a haircut that would be the case. That would be, might be longer than that. And do you actually need, that's a whole shayla in the halacha, once we establish what the time is, do you actually need your friends to go over and tell you to Gabra Chaverav, or just whatever the standard is, let's say 30 days, you're allowed to shave, so do you need to actually tell you that you don't look good? And pasha says you don't need to. There is, I don't say minhag, but people I've heard that they do this. Again, it might be just an extra chumrah, but Alma, we really hold that whatever the set times are, then that would be the halachas. Kol ha-meisim kulan nichnas la-meisim simcha la-achar shoshim yom, that for any other of the avilim, so then if it's not for the parents, then you're allowed to start a base of simcha, you could join a simcha, a wedding, whatever it is, after 30 days, for a parent, only after 12 months. That's a full 12 months, and not even allowed to enter the base of simcha, that's the shaylan rishonim. Others explain, the isra is only come for like the actual achila of shtia, but to enter is fine. I say, no, just coming in, even just coming in at all is gonna be asr. That's a big nafkamina. So what's nafkamina is, let's say, going to chuppah. Live music might be a problem anyway, but assuming that for whatever reason you're able to get out of the music issue, so that would be a problem. But if you're able to get around that, whatever, at that point, but if a simcha without having the achila part, you got to stop by and say hello, say mazel tov, that would be a shayla. If you assume that the isser is on the basis of simcha, then no, then the whole problem, the whole point is it's all asr, like those rishonim. But if you assume there would be other, it might be room to be mekel. Again, there's different. Everyone should ask their consult the Rav. Amar Rav Chana, simchas mireyes. Simchas mireyes is just a friendship type of simcha, a type of banquet or whatever, just with a joy. That is going to be you're not allowed to attend that. According to Rashi, even after 30 days, others explain pumbaker that's less. It should be different. Why should that be better than the wedding? No, others can say no, that the wedding is a simchas mitzvah, so it's all shayla. The Maisa, both of them really are not really allowed. That's one of the chumras of Rav Soloveitchik in his famous shitas about that the 3 weeks is paralleled after the year. So then, according to him, a simchas mireyus, even just having a gathering like a shul dinner or something like that, without wine, even a dairy, which should be usher, because that's simchas mireyus. That's a joyful gathering, that's it is a simchas mireyus. So anyway, that should be problematic. Anyway, the Gemara continues. Amesivay, learner Brisa, the Simcha Lemeres, Shloshim Yom. That Simchas Emeres, friendship one for 30 days. The Brisa says both are them are going to be that a celebration is very good, and the Brisa says that it's mutter after 30 days. So Gemara says in Echrami, Kasha, that is difficult. That why isn't it mutter after 30 days? That's just mutter even for a parent. So Gemara says Amemar Masne Achi. However, Amar B'chara Barachan, the Simchas Emeres mutter likanas la'alter. No, Simchas Emeres, you're allowed to immediately join the Simchas Emeres. So Gemara says, "Tanya, but we learn in a brayso simcha shloshim yom, the mayor shloshim to attend a celebration is 30 days. To attend a friendship is 30 days. So we see that a mourner may not attend even until 30 days have passed." So Gemara says, "Lokasha, habar usase." The brayso says it's usher for him to come into simchas mayor. That refers to a banquet that's first time banquet. Habe for anasa, the one for anasa, the furnace, like to pay it back. It's to pay back the banquet. What exactly is going on over here? So the way Rashi understands it is that we're talking about over here that they had like different parties that would host it, you know, like rotation. I do Adar, you do Adar Sheni, you do Nisan. Each person would host this type of gathering, whatever it may have been, have a few lechayims, maybe some divrei Torah, whatever it was that they were doing. So the person's turn, right, Reuven's turn, fell in Adar. And then Rechamel Tzad, his father passed away in Adar. So they had the month before, they had Shvat. That was done by his friends. So he was supposed to pay back. That's a reciprocation. And that is allowed because you were just paying back your obligations that you needed to pay, Kiilu, pay back, and then host that Simcha. So says the Gemara, that's the answer of Perunusa, that's Mutter. However, general Simchas Merius, the first one, Baruch Sasa, the first one, is going to be asr because there's no paying back. There was no heter for that. Kol ha-meisin kulan korea tefach. For all of the relatives other than a mother and a father, you only have to tear a tefach. You have to tear your garments until you open up your heart. And that's more of the, again, it's not enough to do a tefach. You have to do more than that. Amar ba'o ma'ikra, as it said, v'chazik David bagar v'karim. David took hold of his garments and he tore them. And this is a reference to when David heard about that the Shaul and Yonatan had died and people died in battle. V'ein achiza pachas mutefach, and achiza is, no, there's no such thing as achiza less than a tefach. Says the writer, I'll call a mason kulan, afilu lavash asara chalukin inokra elyon. If you have 10 shirts, you only have to tear the outer one. They're not only allowed to, right? It's usher to. You'd be baltashchas to do more than that. You're not allowed to do a chumrah on the other Zion Krovim. However, alavimimo kreas kulan, you have to tear all of your garments. Abikorso inu makavas. However, abikorso is a big shayla what this is. According to the Rambam, it understands it as like your undershirt. See, undershirt is not even something that's shaykh to, according to Rambam at least, to, like you see, the hemshaykh is a kasha from the woman case. However, but the undershirt, according to Rambam, it's like a big dezeah. It's not something that's even shaykh to have to, do it. That's why people go to the kaisel and they just tear their undershirt. Lachora, according to Rambam, you're not even accomplishing anything. That's a shayla though, but anyway. That because of the canvas, others explain it just like a handkerchief or something like that, something you wear over your body, whatever it is, it's not required. Echad ish vechad isha, both a man and a woman are obligated to tear their garments for their relatives. Rabbi Shimon Elazar mer aisha kores is a tachton matzrila achorea. The woman has to tear her inner garment and she turns it to the back. Chazer as it goes to Elia, and then she tears the outer one. So the sake of obviously it's sneezes over here. A woman who's mourning her father and mother that she has to do Adish Megalas Libo, so then obviously it's not going to be Tsanua if you see that. So for the sake of Tsnius, so what does she do is that she tears the inner garment so that you have the skin is remaining, right? The outer garment is protecting it. Then she turns that around to the back and then she tears tends the outer garment, so she's still covered by the back of the inner garment, and therefore she's not exposing her body. There's no lack of tznius. So it says the Gemara, so we just said that, right? So that's what we point out over here. That's achorei v'chazir l'kora zayon. Al kol ha-meisin kulan, for all other than zayin krovin, except for a parent, ratzam avdu kamesafa shalo, if you want to separate the garment from the border, literally, of where the neckline is, the slit of the neck, ratzam inam avdu, if you wish, you don't have to separate it from that point, from the next slit either. That would not be a problem. That's not an issue. Halavivimo, inam avdu, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to separate it. According to Aviv Imo Mavdil, I don't say Inu. It's the opposite. You have to separate it from the garment from that area of the slate. Rabbi Yehuda Mer Kol Kriya Sheinu Mavdil K'masavel Shelo Inu Kriya Shel Tiflos. That's nothing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that even for the Zayin Krovim, you have to do that because that's not considered a proper tearing of the garment if it's from that point. It's not. You can't tell. It just looks like something that you didn't even do. So therefore, it's not going to be. It's not going to be even yotze through that. Amar Rabbi Bao. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? That he took the garments and he tore them into two. Again, this is talking about Elisha. He tore his garments when he saw Eliyahu going up to Shemayim. He didn't actually die, but he went up to Shemayim. So that was he tore them into garments. So the Gemara says, why do you have to tear them into two pieces? Why does the Pasuk have to tell us that? If you tore them up, I know tearing definitely means, by definition, splitting one side for the other. It must be that there was two. Ella shenirin karuin kishnayim. Rather, it looked like they were two specific tearings, and therefore it must look like something that's done from the neck that is clearly looked like and appears as if you tore it into two. Akola mason kulan on all of dead bodies, other obviously one giant krovin, except for the parents. Shola lachar shiva me'achar shloishim. You're allowed to do a. This is like a minor sewing, the first stage of sewing. After the Shiva and after the Shloshim. However, I love the email different halacha. Shol l'achar Shloshim, you're only allowed to do a minor sewing. Sorry, I skipped a line. Shol l'achar Shiva u'me'ach l'achar Shloshim. That's what we do, right? Do an early stage of sewing, that's even after the Shiva. And then fully sew it properly after the 30 days of Shloshim. Al-Avivimo, now Baruch Hashem, you know, we have so much, we're in a stage where Kosh Baruch Hu has given us so much Shefa that people are just able to throw it out. But back then, they only had one garment, two garments. They needed to save them. So they would sew it back. They would sew it back after Shloshim. However, Al-Aviv, Ve'al-Imo, for one's father and mother, Shol l'achar Shloshim be'inu ma'achel le'olam, only allowed to do a minor sewing after 30 days, and you're not allowed to fully sew it properly ever. However, a woman is allowed to sew it immediately because it's not respectable for a woman to have this garment to be even. She'd be allowed to do this minor sewing in honor at any point. So says the Gemara, Ki asar Ravin amar b'yochanan, Ravin said in the name of b'yochanan, akol ha-mesim ratza kore b'yad ratza kore b'kli. For all of the mesim, if one wishes, you're allowed to tear the garment by hand, or you could do it with a kli. By using a kli, a knife, you're not going to ruin the garment, so therefore it's easier to repair it. However, alavi vel ima biyad, one's father or mother, you have to tear them specifically with your hand, because that shows that it's going to ruin the garment more, we want to ruin the garment more. So that's a big shayla, lacha maisa. The way our coats are made and our not just outer garments and then suits and things like that, it's almost impossible to do it with just your bare hand. It's very tight. So you're allowed to start with a knife you're allowed to start it with a knife because it's too strong, and then use your hand to further cut it. That's what the post can bring down. I think that's what most people do. I don't know unless they're able to do it with their hands. I feel like Matthias is very hard. So let's just do one more of Rabbi Yochanan. I'll pick up the Ezra Shem from the Amshach tomorrow. It's a very, very short top, so we won't have any problem finishing Chav Gimel. For all other design kravim, you could do it on the inside. And one's father and mother, you have to do it specifically on the outside without in full everyone to see it and exposing it for everybody. So Rav Chista v'chein l'nasir. Rav Chista is going to say the same halachas apply to nasir dies. Everyone has to tear their garments on the outside in mourning for the nasir. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up the meisvei, and Rav Chista's halacha v'chein l'nasir in tomorrow's daf.